I might say that as I grew up, I did not have any special interest in literature. I am not American born. I am an American by choice. And I'm happy, glad, and proud. Had I been American born, I would be a teacher of English, because I love it. Love literature. I can speak of that freely, for it was not always so. Oh, how I hated Browning. I had to wade through him and get a grade in it. But I said to myself, I had Browning in class. I sent him home that he might learn how to write so anybody could understand it. Poetry was an abomination to me. Not until one day in Chicago University, which I was attending, and the teacher put a sentence on the board, did I begin to wake up. I still remember that sentence. He wrote, "How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank." And I said to myself, that's some more poetry. Why didn't he say what he meant? He's going to say that the moon is shining. Now just say that and be done with it. The teacher evidently could read my mind, for he said, now some of you will think he should say the moon is shining. He could say that, but that wouldn't be poetry. It wouldn't be literature. He would say the moon is shining sweetly. That'd be silly. But when he said how sweet the moonlight sleeps, and he had a delightful lisp, sleeps upon this bank. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. A picture rose before my mind, and I began to see what I had never seen before. I said to myself, am I losing out on something? Is there really something in literature that I haven't? I had never wanted to lose out on things. It always appeared to me that things didn't happen where I was. They happened everywhere else. In those days, I had a bicycle. And when the fire department came by, the fire engine, horses in those days, I chased them. I was going to see something now. But a moment after they came, they put the fire out. Now, that is no way to do. That I had chased them a mile to see a real fire. Nothing ever happened where I was. That's how I felt. Well, now, as I came then to literature, as I came to poetry, my reactions to begin with were what I said. But from that moment, when the teacher wrote that on the blackboard, I began to wake up. And the result was that I changed my major and majored in English. How I loved that desire of ages. I had been given the work in school of finding and noting all the immortal lines in Shakespeare. I did. I found all I could find, of course, and many of them good. Then I decided I'd find all the immortal lines in Desire of Ages. And because of my ignorance, probably, I found more than did in Shakespeare. I took a course in the university in the life of Christ, and I chose as my outside reading that book, Desire of Ages. And now I had occasion to go through it carefully, critically, from the theological viewpoint. I knew that Mrs. White did not have a very broad education. That was not the rule in those days. My father finished 3 grades in school. those that are real well-off would finish eight grades, but not common people. Sister White did not have a very liberal education, and as I read Desire of Ages, I knew within myself that she had never written that book.